Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live. You can join us toll free, and you can bring up anything that you want. You can also hit us up on Skype. Now, we do have, and I'll give you those numbers here in a little bit. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight, including the things libertarians don't understand from Raw Story. Mark, we teased this last night. Let's jump into that, and then we'll talk more about the Cheshire Fair outreach, Bitcoin outreach booth that Derek Jay and I spent the bulk of a week full-time, 8 hours a day operating this thing. And there's some interesting experiences and some sad experiences to share, and there was a lot of fun to be had. So we'll share that with you, and our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Again, Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark in the studio. Mark, jump in the Raw Story for us.
Yeah, so this is it's a list here from Raw Story, and it is just so poorly done, you know, just like so...
A hack job.
Yeah, it's really a hack job, and I want to read it word for word because I think it's worth that. Greta,
seven
Christina.
Different things. There,
yeah.
Right.
The title is: Here are seven things that people who say that they're fiscally conservative but socially liberal don't understand.
Okay.
Is the implication that you can't be this thing? You can't be the combination of socially liberal and fiscally conservative?
The implication is when you say this, what you're actually supporting is, you know, bigotry and a whole bunch of other things. So let's go on. And you hate poor people and old people and everybody who's, you know, disenfranchised.
Okay. Well, I want to know what I don't understand because we're always learning and I could be wrong on some stuff. So, yeah, I'd love to hear this.
From Greta Christina here at Raw Story. Well, in quotation marks. Well, I'm conservative, but I'm not one of those racist, homophobic, dripping with hate Tea Party bigots. I'm pro-choice. I'm pro-same-sex marriage. I'm not a racist. I just want lower taxes, smaller government, less government regulation of businesses. I'm fiscally conservative and socially liberal. Hmm. How many liberals and progressives have heard this? It's ridiculously common. Hell, even David Koch of the Koch brothers has said, I'm a conservative on economic matters, and I'm social liberal. Well, it's wrong. W-R-O-N-G, wrong.
Oh, shout at me. That'll make it more acceptable.
You can't separate fiscal issues from social issues. They're deeply intertwined. They affect each other. Economic issues are often our social issues, and conservative fiscal policies do enormous social harm. That's true even for the mildest, most generous version of fiscal conservatism. Low taxes, small government, reduced regulation, a free market. These policies perpetuate human rights abuses.
Oh, my.
They make life harder for people who already have hard lives.
Well, I certainly do not want to be behind human rights abuses. I'm very interested to hear.
I want people to have easy lives, right? Who doesn't want people to have easy lives?
Well, I mean, that's a nice idea.
Because obviously, if people who have easy lives don't have easier lives, then we all wouldn't have easier lives. I don't know if this makes any sense, right? Like, I work my butt off. What the heck is an easy life?
Who doesn't want to have an easier life? I mean, I think that that's true. I mean, over time...
Me too. Where's my check?
We want to see more time for leisure and less time for work. And I think that as you look at sort of the history of man, that there is more time for leisure these days than there was previously. Look at all the time people spend.
They say that primitive man...
A bunch of nonsense.
The hunter-gatherers actually, especially males, had a lot more leisure time. But again, they were swatting flies.
Yeah, aren't they running through the forest, like trying to capture food and stay alive and not freeze to death?
I'm not 100%.
I mean, that would seem like something that would take up a lot of time. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Could be. Let's see. These policies perpetuate human rights abuses. Even if the people supporting these policies don't intend this, the policies are racist, sexist, classist, obviously, ableist, homophobic, transphobic, and otherwise socially retrograde. In many ways, they do more harm than so-called social policies that are supposedly separate from economic ones. Here are seven reasons that fiscally conservative, socially liberal is nonsense.
All right, that's good. Okay. I'm ready for number one.
I'm primed, aren't you?
But yeah. I want to go to AC first in Ohio. AC, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Before I get to my point, I just wanted to say, King Marquez, I'd just like to let you know that the giant circular saw blade you request is almost done, is almost complete construction.
And what are we going to do with the giant circular saw blade?
Well, we're going to cut. You wanted us to cut Canada off the top and attach to Australia so they won't bother us anymore, right?
We're cutting off Canada and attaching them to Australia? Fine. I'll take it. Can you, like, saw off Washington, D.C., send that thing out into the Atlantic, too?
That's a great idea.
Sure.
I'd donate to that if someone could actually pull that off.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind New Hampshire being a little island off someplace, too.
AC, what do you got? Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, I recently discovered this guy on YouTube, who this American guy who lives in Japan, and he does all kinds of videos about living there. It's a really interesting channel. And the interesting thing about this guy is I'm looking at him. I've been looking at him for a couple days. I'm like, you know what? He kind of looks just like you, Mark, and almost sounds like you. I'm just curious. Now, you were given up. You were adopted, right?
I was adopted. Yeah.
Do you have by chance have any long lost brothers out there you might be thinking about?
I wouldn't know.
What's the dude's name on YouTube?
I actually posted one of his videos to your guys. I just got done posting a video to his to your guys' Free Talk Live Facebook page, so you guys can check it out because he looks
all right.
A lot like Mark.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that. We'll see if we can get his name. And thanks for the call, AC. Appreciate it. A doppelganger, perhaps a long-lost twin, maybe, or just a brother. 855-450-FREE. That would be kind of interesting if that was true. Anyway, let's move back to the seven things, Mark, that libertarians just don't understand.
Number one, poverty and the cycle of poverty. But this is a big one. Poverty is a social issue. The cycle of poverty, the ways that poverty itself makes it harder to get out of poverty, the way that poverty can be a permanent trap lasting for generations, is a social issue and a human rights issue. If you're poor, there's about a 2 in 3 chance that you're going to stay poor. So 66% chance that you're going to stay poor at least a year, and about a 2 in 3 chance that if you pull out of the poverty, you'll be poor again within 5 years, and about a 2 in 3 chance that your children are going to be poor. Among other things, being poor makes it much harder to get an education or job training that would help you get higher paying work. Even if you can afford job training, it's available for free.
Are there any citations for these claims?
Or it's available free. I'm sorry.
I don't agree with that. Like, you can get free education online now in Stanford University and lots of universities. They just give away their courses for free. So
well, she's right, is that there is a cycle to poverty. What she has not yet made clear to me and will not make clear to us that the cycle of poverty is better or worse than it was in the past.
Hmm.
So, like, the incentives that we have today in the United States are the incentives we have, right? You can claim they incentivize the cycle of poverty. I do.
Sure, the welfare program certainly does that.
Or you can claim that they don't do enough to get people out of the cycle of poverty. But nobody would claim that they're good, right?
Well, I mean, as far as the cycle of poverty goes, one of the things that's keeping poor people poor are government regulations. So economic controls, economic laws and such that keep them from being able to create wealth for themselves. A poor person cannot go and open up their own restaurant in their home, for instance, in most cities. If they're found out, now some people will do it anyway, but if they're found out, they'll get raided and they'll be fined and possibly arrested for just simply wanting to run their own home business and serve their neighborhood and serve their customers. And that's just one example. You know, there was the Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, where she gives the example of the young lady, a black girl who was doing African hair braiding, and she was shut down once the newspaper wrote a story about her.
That they wanted her to have a cosmetology license.
Right.
Of course, the cosmetology license didn't teach you to do African hair braiding.
No, it was 1,000 hours of teaching about other kinds of cosmetology, not what she was doing. And so those are just two examples, sort of case studies of how it is that poor people are kept poor by government regulation, which, of course, a so-called fiscal conservative would probably want to get rid of that government regulation, which I would argue would help poor people.
If you have more than one job, or if your work is menial and exhausting, or if both of these are true, often the case is if you're poor, there's a good chance you won't have the time or energy to get that training or to look for higher paying work. being poor typically means you can't afford to lose your job. Sounds like me, you know, most of my life, working my butt off.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on poverty, 855-450-FREE. Does government alleviate it, or does it extend it, make it more difficult, make it more likely? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, we've got more of the things libertarians don't understand. We're on number one. This is according to Ross Story, and they're talking about poverty and claiming that there's this poverty trap and so on and so forth. And my perspective on this as a liberty-minded person is that the reason why poverty is a trap is because the government prevents you from getting out of it. It's no fun to be without wealth and resources, and it's even worse when you can't create any wealth for yourself because some government bureaucrat is demanding that you hand over a bunch of money to him and his buddies and all of their contractor friends beforehand. You know, classic example of this is all of the required equipment you have to have a legal commercial kitchen. No, you can't just, you know, flip the fan on in your kitchen and, you know, start cooking on your stove if you're going to sell food to somebody. No, you have to have a fancy vent hood and a range that's, you know, $200,000 or something ridiculous like that. I've never actually priced this out, but I do know some entrepreneurs who have looked into opening their own restaurants. It's ridiculously expensive in a lot of places. That keeps poor people from being able to offer their services and their talents to the marketplace, and essentially restricts it to only those with the means, only those with you know, the money to do so. So if these, you know, supposed lefties really care about poor people, why, you know, they should be arguing to eliminate government regulations. Of course, that's always sold as though it is some kind of a Koch brothers conspiracy to help the rich people. You can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. The way to protect yourself online, whether you're a Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux user, Pro XPN is a great start. Now, you probably should also add PGP and do some other things to maximize your protection, but Pro XPN is an awesome way to encrypt your internet connection to prevent criminals from sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets and your own internet service provider from spying on you online. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. And when you use code FTL50, you get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy the annual account. And that, by the way, is good for the lifetime of the account. Breaks it down to about $5 per month. You get unlimited bandwidth with their premium account, as well as servers around the world. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And you can use promo code FTL50 to get that great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk more about poverty here in moments. You can also share your thoughts on whatever. We've got Gabriel. He is on the line in New Mexico listening to Kiva. Go ahead, Gabriel.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great, Gabriel. Go ahead with your thoughts, please.
Yes, Planned Parenthood. I wanted to talk about that. My thoughts about it, I was just talking to this lady that used to work for some company that did that. I just think it's very sickening.
What is sickening? I mean, Planned Parenthood does a lot of really good work. So what are you referring to? What is sickening?
Just the things that I've seen and I've heard.
What things have you seen?
Not seen, but heard testimonies from other people.
Like about what? Pick one, okay? Because we don't have time to go through a laundry list of complaints.
So there's a video out right now of them claiming
they keep it secret. They keep the secret. Like when the woman that has the abortion, if she passes away, they keep that secret. And
what are you talking about? If a woman has an abortion and passes away,
how do they hide a dead person?
Well, there's going to be family members who will probably be missing her and who may have actually accompanied her to the Planned Parenthood facility. Are you saying that they don't report deaths publicly? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I can understand why somebody wouldn't want to fund Planned Parenthood through the government. Thank you, Gabriel, for the call tonight. Certainly, people are upset about the idea of abortion, and I would prefer not to get into a lengthy discussion about that particular issue. But that's one of the services Planned Parenthood does.
It's the thing they're known for. I think it's like, what, 97% of their budget is going towards abortions.
I heard it was the other thing. The
STD testing?
Opposite.
Yeah, it would seem to be that it would be more like STD stuff because...
No way. It's an abortion mill. I mean, that's just
really?
The fact.
I mean, come on. Is that true?
Yes.
Because that's, you know, where else do you go to get STD testing that is affordable?
Your doctor?
Is affordable. I mean, do they include that with insurance?
Planned
I don't
Parenthood
know about
isn't the only option. I mean, you know, I'm from a city and that wasn't the number one where people go. I mean, it's another government thing, but it's not Planned Parenthood.
Okay. So you're saying the other option
there's
besides
also,
Planned Parenthood
there's also
sort of
free government services. Yeah, so-called free services.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can understand why somebody wouldn't want the government to fund Planned Parenthood. That makes sense. Government shouldn't be funding any kind of charitable organization or whatever. Each individual should be, you know, deciding how to allocate their funds. And if I feel like I want to fund Planned Parenthood, obviously I should be free to do that. But I can understand why somebody would be upset about that. And certainly, I imagine there are some questionable things going on within that organization. I saw the video where they're eating over dinner and discussing, like, fetal body parts or something like that, distributing them and selling them. And that certainly seemed a little mercenary, you know, no doubt about that.
As I understand, there is some... Some that's been debunked to some extent.
Oh,
I don't
it?
Know what the specifics okay. are. I have no interest. And to me, abortion is the ending of a human life. Mm-hmm. I have no interest in a place that, you know, does that sort of business, and my tax dollars shouldn't go there to support it. My tax dollars go to lots of killing I'm not interested in.
Yeah.
Like, that's what governments do. Their organizations claim a monopoly privilege in the use of violence in a given landmass.
Yeah, to me, it doesn't matter if Planned Parenthood gets defunded. I mean, I'll still be supporting them for STD testing purposes. And if there's another option that provides affordable STD testing for people, I'd love to hear about it in Keene, New Hampshire, not necessarily in Philly. I don't know about it unless it is the welfare department or something like that.
So it says here 97% of its services are focused on breast, cervical cancer screening, HIV screening, counseling, contraception, 3% on abortion.
That makes sense.
13%, according to PolitiFact.com, is the revenue generated by that smaller amount of abortion. So abortions are, you know, they're profitable.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. If you think about it, Derek J., there are a lot more people that want to know if they're clean STD-wise than get an abortion out there, right? Because men and women can have STDs, and not everybody wants an abortion, but most people do want to know if they're clean. So that doesn't surprise me. Share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Jonathan's in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, go ahead.
So I'll give you a quick background to my question before I ask the question. I just recently switched or moved from Maryland to Georgia, so I haven't registered to vote here yet, and I'm not sure which direction I want to go. So back in the 2012 election, I was a hardcore neocon, but now I'm a converted libertarian. But last week, Ian had mentioned that he's a lifelong libertarian in the Libertarian Party, but he admits the Libertarian Party has been infiltrated. Mm. Mark is a Republican, and he's one of those Republican Liberty Caucus guys. Georgia's an open primary state, so I'm not worried about if there's a Republican that I want to support, that I have to be registered Republican to vote for him in the primaries. So I have that freedom here. But I just want to get your guys' input as to... how do you decide in today's day and age which party to go with?
We'll find out. Stand by. It's Free Talk Live.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll-free at 855-453-855-450-3733. 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J.
And King Mark.
Derek J., the host of Flaming Freedom, which is a super gay friendly talk show. Not all the hosts are always gay.
Yeah, they are.
Not all. No, really? I thought you had a couple straight people in there at one time.
Nah.
No? That must have been a previous edition.
Just, yeah, they're guests of the sometimes. Show. not co-hosts.
The regular you pretty much think everybody's gay, though, right?
Yeah, well, you
is
know.
Ian gay?
No, a lot of people are like...
Are you telling me Ian's not gay? I'm not sure whether you...
I hope he's gay, is the... you know, hey, anyway, Flaming Freedom, yeah, it is on every Thursday night, and you can get your daily dose of gayness over there at flamingfreedom.com if you want to check out our past episodes.
I love it. It's a great show, and you should definitely check it out, and it's so cool that it's heard in Africa now as well.
Yeah!
On LRN.fm. Yeah, I heard you talking about that, and so I imagine in quite a few countries there, that is could be quite
it's
a shocker.
Okay to be gay in a lot of those places. So
it's quite illegal in some of them.
Oh, yeah. Understand.
So, flamingfreedom.com for more Derek J, and also thederekj.com.
Yeah, that's my site.
Website for even more. Let's go back to Jonathan, though, in Atlanta. Now, Jonathan, you were telling us that
you were talking about choosing a political party. We've got Daryl producing here in our studio tonight. He says that apparently you can't even choose a political party in Georgia. Were you aware of that?
Huh. Well, I've heard that, but then I've heard, I don't know, Georgia's a really weird state. I haven't really figured it out completely. But I know when you go to the poll, you have to pick, when you go to vote, you have to pick which party you're going to affiliate with.
Okay.
That's what we were told was not the case, but maybe, you know, he didn't live there in Georgia, and he's just, you know, Googling, so perhaps that's changed. But so you're wondering how to do that. And, you know, regardless of whether in Georgia that is or is not possible, you could still obviously join a political party and support them or not. And there are people in other states who may also be wondering, you know, how to make these choices. So you're wondering which party to choose?
Yeah, just because I'm basing this off of Ian's comments last week when you were mentioning the fact that you're a Libertarian member, but you'll admit that the Libertarian Party has been infiltrated from, you know, outside sources. And then Mark, who said that he's a Republican.
Yeah.
We all know how screwed up the Republicans are. So is the Libertarian Party today, I know way back when they started, they were a great party. But are they worth giving your time and your registration your money to?
I think it depends on a few different factors. Now, I'm saying this as somebody who is a life member of the Libertarian Party for a number of years. I am currently not a member of the National LP. I am a member of the local LP, the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. And I can't say I've been particularly impressed with the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. They're a fairly actually weak group, and that's because up here, you can only register as Democrat or Republican when you're registering to vote. And so a lot of people just don't even, it's just not even on their radar. And plus, liberty-minded people, libertarians and anarchists and voluntarists, have been getting elected as both Republicans and Democrats here in New Hampshire. So it seems to be more expedient to work within the other parties here, but all that said, I appreciate the work the Libertarians are doing, and I want to see them have more success. So, given the choice, I'm going to choose Libertarian because they're the party that most closely represents my views. And certainly you could argue that within both the Democratic and Republican parties, there are Liberty caucuses, and those are the, you know, the small, tiny voices shouting in the darkness in most parties, trying to get them to pay attention to the ideas of freedom. I would say the RLC probably has an undue amount of influence in a place like New Hampshire, and Mark, maybe you can comment to that, but in Georgia, I don't know what level, if at all, the RLC has any kind of impact.
The value, okay, so what's important to note is that voting in a primary is different than registering as a member of a party. Those are different things.
Yeah, he's asking about registering.
Right, so the value in some states, many states, is the picking one of the two major parties is being able to vote in a primary. Your vote in a primary is far more valuable than your vote in a general
election. Sure, but usually you're wasting your time anyway because these people are all scumbags from top to bottom in the Republican and Democratic parties. I mean, there's really no difference, but not a dime's difference between the average candidates in these races.
That is up to the people who are deciding to vote. Voting is a mathematically insignificant act. If you choose to participate in it, do not expect to have a great deal of influence on what occurs. What I like from the Libertarian Party is they provide me with candidates on a national level for whom I can vote that I don't feel bad about voting for. Don't feel as bad about voting for because, you know, they have some concern about small government, that kind of thing. So that's what I like for the Libertarian Party. If you're going to work within some kind of system there, you got to figure out which party is going to be most closely aligned with the issues that are important to you. Work with those people, and then, you know, that's what you do. Don't think that voting really matters. Don't waste your time worrying about voting.
Yeah,
because
to me,
statistically, it is an insignificant act.
The benefit of working with and promoting the Libertarian Party is that they do serve as a gate for people, like the first level of introduction to liberty. There are a lot of people, we touched on this with Dr. Mary Ruart the other night when we had her on the show, that there are a lot of people, myself included, who came to the ideas of liberty because they found a Libertarian Party candidate, because they found somebody who was actually a principled individual, and by the way, not all of them are, but a lot of the people who do run for office as Libertarians are pretty principled folks, and so they're getting the message of freedom out there, and to me, that's something worth supporting, not some sort of, you know, weak Republican who might sound like he's freedom-oriented on some issues, but ultimately is going to push through more government in the ways that he wants to see more government. So I guess, you know, there's, to me, there's no real reason to stomach being in the Republican Party or the Democratic parties in most places. But up here in New Hampshire, it's a different story, right? So I think it really just depends. I don't know what the Republican Liberty Caucus is like in Georgia. I imagine it's pretty weak. Mark, I mean, do you remember in Florida, were you ever involved at all in the RLC down there?
Yeah, they had a convention, the state convention in Florida at one point. I mean, I'd say that they were, you know, they had some activity going on.
So the RLC itself of Florida had right. a state
they,
convention?
No, they had the national convention in Florida.
I see.
Yeah. This year they'll have it in New Hampshire.
So, I don't know, that doesn't really give you much. Derek Jay, you're probably pretty apolitical on this question, right?
Yeah, I don't care about voting at all. When it was time to register to vote here in New Hampshire, you know, I just... I could register for
undeclared.
The party the same day. Yeah,
yeah.
But I went in. What was unique here was I didn't need a driver's license or anything. Of course, I had one, but I wanted to test out the process
right.
and see what it was like, and I was successful. So,
and so
I got
you
to
register
a couple of friends.
In New Hampshire, you can register as undeclared, is what you're saying. When you go in, you can pick your party in a primary.
Yeah.
Which is really nice because that allows you the flexibility of, oh, wow, there's this guy over in this primary that is actually worth voting for. In New Hampshire, you can just go ahead, walk in, register for that party in that moment, and then as you walk out, you can go back to being undeclared.
Right, and it was especially tough. It was really up to the minute I walked into that polling booth that I was not decided. I mean, Ron Paul was a Republican, but on the other hand, Vermin Supreme ran as a Democrat.
What did you choose?
I chose Ron Paul, thinking that that would make some kind of difference, but of course I was wrong. So, listener, yeah, your vote doesn't matter.
I actually ended up voting for Ron Paul as a Democrat on the Democratic primary.
Oh,
and he came in second.
That's fun. Oh, hey, cool.
In New Hampshire.
Wow.
So, Jonathan,
and as a Republican,
does that that's true. Jonathan, does that give you any kind of assistance? The answer is it depends on what
you
want.
Yeah, it does. In Georgia, the Eric Erickson's joke of a project, a red state project or whatever he calls it, is real big. And I don't know if
that sounds awful.
Our Liberty Caucus is involved in them. And if they are, then that scares me. But so what you guys are basically saying is this is an issue you need to look at on a local level, not necessarily a national level.
Yeah, that's what I would say that'd be the most important. But, you know, are you going to really change Georgia politics? I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
If you want our opinion on it, our opinion is if you care
New
enough to get involved in politics, you should care enough to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Not everybody can do it, and there have been some pretty impressive things done by pro-liberty folks, even through the political process, outside of the state of New Hampshire.
Sure, but they're usually
the
just trying to stop something from happening.
That's all we're doing at
they're
this
not
point.
Getting that's not true, Mark. We're getting people elected.
That's
there are
true,
dozens of people elected all across New Hampshire who are liberty-minded folks. You know, actual principled libertarians. Jonathan, thanks for the call and the question tonight. I appreciate it. There's more on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. If you want to learn more about New Hampshire, check out 101reasonsfilm.com. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back. More Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Express Coin is the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. You can get them all over at ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. There are licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can also do it from your smartphone via their app or straight through their website at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with absolutely no transfer fee at all. Just go to ExpressCoin.com with coupon code FTL. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, we'll come back to more of the things libertarians don't understand. Plus, Derek J. wants to talk about the $70,000 minimum wage some company decided, or a boss man at some company decided to start paying his employees quite a bit of money. But there have been some, I guess, unforeseen consequences to that. If we get a chance, we'll discuss that with you, plus the outreach at the Cheshire County Fair. First, we go to Wallace in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J. and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Wallace. Hey, Wallace.
I just, you guys would like a heads up. It's not often that you can get one governmental agency to basically get on top of a couple of others, but I've got sort of the reverse of that. I don't know whether I should mention the particular federal court, but anyway, I sent you guys an email. You want to take a look at your emails and see.
Yeah, I'm way behind on email right now. Can you just summarize briefly what you're calling about for our listeners?
Yeah, the U.S. District Court here in Rutland, Vermont, is located in the postal building, U.S. Post Office in Rutland. And as you guys probably know, I'm disabled. I go from a wheelchair on my bad days to a rotator walker on my better days. Well, this post office basically has all kinds of crazy violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which is 25 years old last month, 25 years for them to get educated. Well, I wanted to file an action against the local municipality where I'm living in southern Vermont under the ADA. So I tried to get to the courthouse. And as I said, they have a parking lot, and basically it's owned by the Postal Service, which, of course, is the United States government. They've got a huge sign that says, "Warning, no parking is allowed for court proceedings in the post office parking lot. Vehicles will be towed at the owner's expense." Well, it seems that you got to walk about five blocks
wow.
to basically get to the courthouse and go upstairs to the second floor, which, as I said, the post office is downstairs. So,
Do they have an elevator?
Oh, they have an elevator. But
right. But you have to get
to the
there.
Courthouse first.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. When you try
yeah, that does sound like a problem because, you know, if the government is going to demand that you use their facilities, they should provide the access to, you know, people who
well,
are
they have
cripples to do that.
They provide the access, right?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they provide
what they're doing
the
to this guy.
And
I'm not in favor, by the way, of everything this Americans for Disabilities Act does. You know, it does a lot of things that force requirements on small business owners, as I understand it, that make it very difficult. You know, like a lot of buildings, for instance, old buildings have to be grandfathered in because they just don't have a way for a wheelchair to access the building. So it makes it, you know, expensive in a lot of ways for business owners to offer their services, even if they're not necessarily tailored to people who have physical difficulties.
One thing that's nice about it is it's not funded by anything. It's just a set of rules, and basically people who care about the issue can take people to court who aren't abiding by the rules. So at least there's not a bureaucracy that's behind it.
Okay, I didn't know that. I guess that's good to know, but we do see, Mark, plenty of frivolous and outrageous claims being made against businesses.
I
remember hearing about one guy. Wallace, thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with your case. I remember hearing about one guy in Brattleboro, Vermont, who goes around and brings these cases against, I think he's an attorney or something like that.
Yeah, it's probably his only line of work.
Right. He goes around and brings cases under the ADA against innocent business owners who haven't jumped through whatever all the arbitrary hoops are that they've jumped through. Oh, the bathroom door isn't wide enough.
Not enough space here for people to get out in your handicapped parking space.
Yeah, you don't have a ramp, et cetera, et cetera. So this guy just goes around looking for these violations and then sues and likely settles with these companies rather than going through with the lawsuit, because then they, we'll spend the $100,000 and we'll correct whatever these issues are and give you $20,000 to go away.
Yep.
You know, things like that.
That's how that looks, yeah.
So speaking of poverty, because that'll certainly impoverish a small business owner, and this is a good reason why it takes us right back to the discussion we were having about being poor and having the government preventing you from being able to open your own business. If you want to be able to serve food out of your kitchen legally, first of all, in most places it wouldn't be allowed, but secondly, even if it was, then somebody come after you for the ADA if you open the door publicly, right? Like, they'd sue you for it. And so I can understand why people who don't have a lot of resources are intimidated by the process or just pure unable to go through it.
One thing, just speaking about the ADA, one thing about my fire department, I'm on this committee to build a new fire station in my fire department. One of the reasons that they need a new fire department is because our current one is not ADA compliant.
Oh.
For the disabled firefighters? It's a funny thing.
I mean, it's not a staffed station. It's not like somebody could roll on up there in a wheelchair and get a permit for something, right? It's just a station where you go to get the truck when it's time to fire.
Right, nobody gets permitted.
Fire.
No one gets permitted for anything at
the
station.
There's no reason for the public to be there.
Unless, basically somebody's going by in a wheelchair and says, "I need to use the bathroom." Mm. And then, they roll on in and they're like, "We can't get you into the bathroom. We have to roll a truck out and, do a variety of things," because the station was built in 1950. 1956, and it's basically a barn.
Right.
You know? So, anyway, that's one of the reasons that they got to get a new station, is because it's not ADA compliant.
So let's think that some of these well-intended laws build resentment, too. Like, a lot of business owners would be happy to provide extra whatever access people would need, but when they're forced to do it, and it costs them a lot of money, and it's a startup cost, and they're not ready to do it, it builds this resentment towards the disabled, like, oh, they're causing all these problems for me, but
they're
not.
Those darn cripples are ruining my business.
It's not them. It's the government that's forcing people to
do
this.
And a few busybodies.
Right. Well, yeah, those lawyers.
Well,
we need them.
There's plenty of disabled folks who make their living off of ADA and compliance issues, too, no doubt about it, but they're not the majority. Most disabled people just want to get in and do business with you and get out, and they'll do their best to figure out how to get in and out of their vehicle, get up and down, whatever the issue, whatever the stairs or whatever it is. They'll do their best.
The market will handle. If we don't have an ADA, the market will handle it because of competition. If you don't have access for people who can't physically move about easily, then somebody else will provide that. You know, if you're like a small mom and pop hardware store, you know, Home Depot will give those people the access. If you're not willing to provide it, somebody else likely will in the marketplace, and then they'll be, you know, they'll look good, and you won't look so good. And so, why not just let the market handle this? Mark, you had started out the show with a story from Raw Story about seven things libertarians don't understand.
Right. This first one's on
poverty.
Poor people tend to stay poor. Being poor typically means you can't afford to lose your job. Who can afford to lose their job? Which means you can't afford
people,
to.
If you have savings, you can have a nice little.
What percentage of the population do you think has savings?
Not very much. 5%?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. It's probably higher than that, but not much higher than that.
15%?
See, this is the thing that is not being shown by this, is that basically everybody's poor by these standards. I can't, you know, most people can't afford to lose their job. So, going on, which means that you can't afford to unionize or otherwise push back against your wages and working conditions. It means that a temporary crisis, sickness, injury, or job loss, or death in the family can destroy your life. You have no cushion. Nobody you know has a cushion. A month or two without income, you're totally screwed. If you do lose your job, or if you're disabled, the labyrinthine bureaucracy of unemployment and disability benefits is exhausting. This is
That's
true
a government
for anybody.
Problem, right?
For whom is this statement not true?
76% of
injury
Americans.
Or job loss or sickness that the labyrinthine unemployment and disability benefits are exhausting.
I Googled your question, Mark. 76% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck as of a June 2013 story at CNN.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it at all. So you're talking about 3/4 of America qualifies as poor by this person's standard.
Mm-hmm.
That's not poor, people. That's something entirely different. Poor has to be. If you're even a fair discussion of poor is perhaps the bottom quintile, 20% of the population.
All right, we're going to come back with your thoughts. They're welcome if you want to join us at 855-453-855-450-3733. Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark in the studio here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.